Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and you're listening to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Welcome. Today, I'll be playing nine tracks celebrating the music of 1931. And to open, here's another hit from those ubiquitous songwriters, George and Ira Gershwin. From their 1931 show of The I Sing, this is Tom Hazelton and the ex-Trocadero Cinema Wurlitzer, then in London's South Bank University, with Who Cares? Who Cares? Tom Hazelton and the Cinema Organ Society's Wurlitzer, which is now entertaining in the Trocadero's sister theatre, the Troxy, in Stepney, East London. Dream a Little Dream of Me was, of course, a great success for Mama Cass in 1968, but the song was copyrighted in 1931, when it was also recorded by Wayne King and his orchestra, who took it to number one in the USA charts. Brett Valiant chose the Wurlitzer in the Little River Studio in Wichita, Kansas, for his 2001 recording of the song. Thank you. The music of the Jazz Age from the 1910s onwards is full of pieces written in an exotic vein, taking people to places that back then they had little hope of visiting. Lady of Spain was composed by British pianist, bandleader and composer Tolchard Evans in 1931, and it became one of his bestsellers, along with If, with Perry Como's 1951 single selling over a million copies. Lady of Spain, Leonard McLean and the Wurlitzer in the Tower Theatre, Upper Derby, Pennsylvania, from a 1960 album released by Epic Records. Duke Ellington's music has had a revival of sorts recently in the theatre organ world, usually with long medleys of his most famous hits. Since long medleys don't fit the format of this programme, here's a solo of Mood Indigo, composed in 1931 by the Duke, along with his manager Irving Mills and clarinetist Barney Bigard. This is arranger, bandleader and highly accomplished organist Louis Mordish and the Wurlitzer in the Granada, later Canon Cinema Harrow, with a very sultry Mood Indigo. Thank you. From Mood Indigo to a novelty tune of 1931, Whistling Mose. Internet searches reveal very little about this piece, other than to show the piano sheet music, but it was certainly popular with cinema organists of the day. One such was Frank Newman, who held sway at the diminutive Wurlitzer of Lazell's Picture House, Birmingham, for a while before moving on to the Christie in the Plaza Rugby. This track at Lazell's dates from 1932. Before Oscar Hammerstein joined forces with Richard Rodgers to produce some of the most memorable musicals of all time, he wrote lyrics for a number of songwriters, including Richard Whiting for the 1931 show Free for All. Open Your Eyes became Eddie Dunstetter's theme song and was also a favourite of the late Dan Bellamy, who taped the song on the Wurlitzer of the Organ Grinder, Portland, Oregon, for a 1984 album release, Power Pipes. Thank you. I'm talking about great songwriting teams, lyricist Otto Harbach and composer Jerome Kern must surely rate in the top echelons. Their 1931 show, The Cat and the Fiddle, produced two standout numbers, The Night Was Made for Love and She Didn't Say Yes, which latter was one of the songs chosen by Reginald Fort for an album that, in 1956, he recorded on the Wurlitzer of the Mosque Civic Centre in Richmond, Virginia. She Didn't Say Yes, Reginald Fort and the Mosque Theatre Wurlitzer, which is still in situ. Last week in my programme of Music from 1930, I played one of Hoagy Carmichael's greatest songs, Georgia on My Mind. In 1931, he followed up with another that was destined to become a standard, Lazy River, with his own recording charting in 1931, and later revivals charting for the Mills Brothers, Art Mooney, Bobby Darin and Cy Zentner. Portland skating organist Don Simmons cut this swinging arrangement on the Wurlitzer of the Oaks Park Roller Rink in 1965. Thank you. Daisy River, Don Simmons and the Oaks Park Roller Rink Wurlitzer in Portland. In view of the current state of the world, my final piece today is as topical now as it was when it became a hit for Ben Selvin and his orchestra back in 1931. This is Lynn Larson in a concert performance playing the Wurlitzer in the Plummer Auditorium, Fullerton, California, with Smile, Darnia, Smile. Smile, Darnia, Smile closes today's Hot Pipes. Hope you've enjoyed listening to just a few of the tunes that were introduced in 1931, and that you'll join me again next week for a trip back to 1932. For the time being then, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley.